The League of Women Voters of Florida wants a constitutional amendment it says is misleading removed from the November ballot. That target is Amendment 8, and critics say it could lead to the creation of even more charter schools. I'm Lynn Hatter. The League's attorney Ron Meyer says the ballot summary of Amendment 8 is vague and doesn't tell voters the main purpose of the plan.
With the middle part, if you will, of Revision 8, not the term limit, not the civics education, but the middle part that says local school boards shall operate, control, and supervise all free public schools established by the district school board. Those last words, established by the district school board, are the new words. And the fact of the matter is, nobody really knows, outside of perhaps the people who concocted this scheme, what that is intended to mean.
Amendment 8 includes two other issues, mandatory civics education and 8-year term limits on local school board members. Both are popular, and critics see the pairing of the issues as an attempt to undermine local board authority to approve or deny charter schools. Such schools are publicly funded, yet privately managed. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.